back to the Book Broadcast. Appreciate you being here in the broadcast this morning. Good to come back to your place of listening, your home, your automobile, wherever you might be today, and invite you to church this morning. Time to get up and go to the house of God today. Our services here at Mountain View begins at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 10:45 for the worship service, and then back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening. And then, of course, on Wednesday at 7 o'clock prayer meeting. And we invite you to come to be with us in the services any time that you can. Good to be here this morning. It's good to be able to get up and go to church on the Lord's Day. Worship Him in spirit and truth, and find the blessings of God so plentiful. And if you're not saved this morning, I urge you to go. I urge you to listen to the Word of God and go to the house of God. You say, well, I'm not saved. Don't need to go to church. Yeah. If you're not saved, you really need to go, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And God chose through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You need to hear the Word of God this morning. So it's good to be here. Thank you so much. And we want to pray for the needs in Radio Land today. Folks are sick and suffering, not able to get out and go anywhere to be in the house of God. And I don't have to go anywhere. And we want to pray for them this morning, and God will touch them, and He will, as they look to Him for strength and for help in the time of need. And I want to remember to pray for those in the hurricane aftermath, a terrible situation up in the Carolinas and Georgia, Florida, places where the brunt of that hit. And my, we need to pray for them and do what we can for them in this time. And so it could be us. It could have been right here. It was supposed to come right over us, but it veered to the right. And I'm thankful for that, but I feel for them that had to go through that. God's in control this morning. He's helping those, and He'll get glory out of it for sure. Let's pray for them this morning, that God would bless them and take care of their needs today. No doubt some's not been found yet back in those foothills, and I need to really pray for them this morning. Father, as we bow in Your presence this morning, I want to thank You for the Lord's Day, privilege to have once again come to the throne of grace, and come with boldness through the precious blood of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. And Lord, what a privilege it is just to bow in Your presence this morning. I pray You'd bless the services today, bless Your men as they stand to break the bread of life. I pray You'd anoint them, give them liberty to preach, and the power of God upon it, the Word of God as it goes out. I pray You'd bless them in a special way. Bless our own services here at the church. Pray, God, that You would meet with us today. May the power of the Holy Spirit be real and be near to all the saints of God. Bring conviction upon the sinner that nears hell this morning. Somebody's going to go to hell before this broadcast comes to a close somewhere. In this United States, somebody's going to go to hell. And, oh, God, I pray You put roadblocks in front of them. They might hear the gospel and believe and repent before it's too late. Have Your way. We'll praise You. We'll love You and thank You for everything You do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen this morning. All right. Going to have a couple of songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. Down in South Carolina, down in the Low Country, count my meeting there, special meeting. Hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning. And just good to be saved in these last days. I'm telling you, it's good to be redeemed. You listen now as they sing.
sins upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice cry out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. No wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ. His death and resurrection, why should I gain from his reward? Well, I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His blood has paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His blood has paid my ransom.
Amen. Amen. I tell you. I'm glad he paid for it all. He paid the ransom for us by his precious blood on the cross of Calvary. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus plainly said, I'm your friend. He died for us. He gave his life for us. But not only that, but he rose again for us to justify us in the sight of God. And so we stand before him redeemed this morning, not because we deserve it, not because we bought it, and not because we worked for it, but because of the grace of God. Amen. By his wonderful grace. For by grace, through faith, do you save, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. A lot of folk boasting today about what they're doing to get to heaven. You will not do anything to get to heaven except believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved, they told the man in the jail, and thine house. Amen. The man got saved and all of his household that night. What a wonderful grace of an almighty God this morning. Thank God for that. Well, we have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing.
Things I like what he said about the men was they gather with them and they pray. And I believe that if anything is going to turn our nation back is just us as Christians praying. And that's a little bit of what this song talks about. You say I'm not able, I'm too young, or I'm too old. I can't sing or preach, no title do I hold. Lord, what can I do? I want to do my part. I want to help the hurting with all of my heart. I can pray until the walls come down, till there's healing all around. That's something I can do. I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. That's something I can do. I can pray. My family shows no interest. My son has gone too far. I try my best to reach them. Their hearts are just so hard. Lord, what can I do to help bring them back to you? Lord, my family's lost and dying. My words just don't get through. But I can't pray until those walls come down, till they're You may not be a preacher. You may not be a teacher. You may not even be able to sing, but I'm glad there's something we all can do. We can pray until those walls come down, till there's healing all around. That's something I can do.
That's true. We can pray. Thank God. All right. I want to turn back to our Bibles this morning and once again look to the Word of God, Acts chapter 1. In Acts chapter 1 this morning, I'm going to look there and see what else the Lord's got for us today from the precious Word of God. Acts chapter 1 now this morning. And we began preaching, trying to preach from this passage a couple of weeks ago. And in Acts, the first chapter, and we find that Jesus was very much concerned about his disciples, and he, of course, was going away. He made reference to that and had told them that he was going away. And they were sad and they were downcast because they're losing the very presence of the Savior. But he made some promises, and he told us the Holy Spirit's going to come. If I go, the Spirit of God will come. And it's yet to come here in Acts chapter 1. It's not made it yet because he hadn't went away yet. He's fixing to go, but he's preparing his disciples to serve him when he leaves this world. And that's our job today, is serving the Lord. When he can't be here to do it, he's left us to do it. And he made very clear when Jesus said, "Now, when I was in the world, I was a light of the world. I was the one that was shining." And he said, "Now, when I leave, you're going to be the lights of the world. You're going to show what God has done for you and with me, and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ." And give him a very clear charge to preach the gospel to every creature and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so conversion, of course, takes place when a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Heard a song this week, and I just ran across it on the Christian radio, and it was a song singing about left his sins in the water. Well, I'm sorry, you didn't leave any sins in the water. You left some dirt, and it's about all you left, and some germs maybe, but you didn't leave your sin in the water. When you got born again, you were birthed into the family of God by the sweet Holy Ghost that convicted you of your sins and drawn you to himself, and you believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, repented of your sins, and he saved you by his wonderful grace. That's how you get in this morning. So there's a preparation that Jesus has taken for his disciples now. A lot of things to do, and he told them, look at the things that he did and those things they taught. We covered that, I think, on last week or two. But he did some things, and he taught some things, and he preached the Word of God while he was here. That was a wonderful thing. I'm looking forward to the day when we can hear Jesus preach the Word of God. You say you think that's going to happen? Well, why not? It's be such a pleasure and such a thrill to hear him exalting the Scriptures with the sweet Holy Ghost upon him, and with the glory of God upon him, and not being criticized or trying to put him to death because of his preaching. But it's going to happen one day. We're going to get to see him. But leaving them here left them as they were so concerned about him leaving, didn't want him to go away, and didn't want him to leave them. They were concerned about that. But he's preparing them, and it's more than just what they have to do. It's more than what they need to to do to others and tell the story of the Savior. But, you know, to do all of that, there's got to be something on the inside that encourages us along the way. And we know that when God saved us, He indwelt us with the Holy Spirit. He's inside of us today. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Ghost. Now, they're three in one. But He's indwelt us by the sweet Holy Spirit. And today, we that are saved are left behind. And that's got a, He's got a job to do within us. To teach us and to reprove us and to help us along the way and to guide us into the paths that we need to be going in. And we've got that today. But there's something more. We've got to have hope. Amen. There's got to be something on the inside that the Lord has put within us to prepare us for the days that we're having to live in. He's preparing them for the time that He knew was coming, when He would be gone and they'd be serving. And so there had to be an attitude change, or there had to be something on the inside to help them in their labors for the Lord Jesus Christ. He told them specifically, He said, now when I was in the world, I was the light, now you're the light. Now He said, also He said, if they persecuted me, they're also going to persecute you. And that was a truth that He told them. It's happened ever since we got saved with the grace of God. There's been persecution taking place to those that are saved. When's it going to stop, preacher? Well, it's going to stop when Jesus comes back and gets us out of this world and carries us to Him away from this mess that we're in today. But listen, how was He getting them ready to serve? Well, He's getting them ready to serve with power. There had to be some power in their service. There had to be something more than just human motivation. Human motivation fades out when opposition comes along. But my friend, when the Holy Ghost gives motivation in the hearts of His people, you can stand and look the devil in the eye and stand with grace in your heart and with the power of God upon your soul, and you can stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. But to stand, to serve with power. He's getting them ready to serve with power. Look what He said in verses 8 of Acts chapter 1. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. And so there's going to be something take place in their hearts to encourage them along the way. The power of God has got to be within us to help us to serve Him and effectively, and that we might serve Him with the power of God upon our lives today. And so it's going to help them to serve with power. First of all, He said, you shall receive power. That word shall is there twice in that verse. You shall receive power. Not you might receive power, but you shall receive power. You're going to receive that. When the Spirit of God comes, you're going to receive the power that you need to serve me and to stand for me and to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our service with God is nothing without the power of God. We've got to work through and with the Holy Spirit and to serve effectively with the Lord Jesus Christ and for Him, not only to receive with power, but He said, you shall be witnesses. You shall be witnesses. Now, what does the power of God do? It makes us a witness. Amen. You shall be witnesses. In other words, there's no such a thing as not doing anything for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be witnesses of Him and for Him in our everyday life to our neighbors and our friends and our family, those that are lost without God. They've got to see something in our lives, and something within us has to motivate us to make it effective in our witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, that's got the way it's got to be. And so you shall receive power. Now, you notice not only there, he said, you shall be, you shall receive power, and you shall be witnesses. But you know what? In verses 9, we find there's an eyewitness account that he leaves here, leaves behind when he's going to go away. And what does he say there in verse 9? He said, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. There's an eyewitness account of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ that went to glory from this earth, back going back home to where that he came from. And so there's an eyewitness account here. And that motivates us to know that there's somebody that saw what took place in this world over 2,000 years ago, and they saw the Lord Jesus ascend back to heaven, not just by one witness, but by many witnesses saw what took place on that day. And so when he had spoken these words, while they beheld, they were looking at him while he ascended back to the glory. He was just simply going home. Amen. He was simply going home. You say, where's home at? Heaven's home to the Son of God. He longed to go back. He was longing to get out of this world and go back and receive again the glory that he had with the Father before the world was. And so, listen, what a glorious homecoming it was on that day, that event, that they saw him going back. Can you imagine what was taking place in heaven on that day, when the announcement was going out in heaven that the Savior's coming back? Jesus is coming back home. He's coming back from the world. And thank God, out of that persecution, out of the crucifixion, out of the things that was taking place here, and he's coming back home. Oh, what a time it was in heaven on that day when Jesus got back home. Praise God for that. Listen, I'm telling you what, brother, they were receiving him back, and what a glorious homecoming event. And it was taking place, and homecoming, of course, homecoming involves a robe and a ring and shoes and a feast that took place. That's what a homecoming involves. And just like the old prodigal son that went back home, but he went back home with sin in his life, but Jesus is going back home without any sin. He proved to this world, he proved to the world that he was in, there was no sin about him. They couldn't find anything wrong with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, it was homecoming time, and the Savior was coming home. What a blessing it was for them to see the Savior coming back to glory. Amen. So the people of God has got to have something to motivate them to be an effective witness to the grace of God and to the resurrection, the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And but I'm telling you, there had to be an expectancy in their hearts and lives, and that's what motivates us today. We can witness with effectiveness because whether we know that he was here and we know that he ascended back to the glories, because we've got eyewitnesses. Over 500 brethren at once saw him after he arose from the dead. And brother, he wasn't just asleep; he was dead. And my friend, in that grave, but he got up and come out on his own power. He made a statement before that. He said, I've got power to lay my life down, and I've got power to take it again. And Jesus took his life again there in that old tomb and took his life back and went out of that place. And Jesus today is alive and well in the glory world, and brother, looking for the day when he gets his bride. And so listen, my friend, for them to be effective witnesses, they had to see something. They had to believe something, and they had to work for him, and brother, under the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And so there was eyewitness accounts, and then homecoming. I thank God when they saw the Son coming back to glory. And I tell you, that'd be something to see. Praise God. I don't know, brother, when we get to heaven, what all we'll get to see or maybe re-see, but I'd love to see what heaven was like when Jesus I left this earth and ascended back to the glory world, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And brother, when he arrived in heaven, that was a glorious day. Praise God. When the Son of, listen, he went back to be with the Father, and just waiting on the time that he come back and get his bride, the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, to get them ready for that, they had to serve my friend with anticipation that Jesus one day was going to come back. Amen. There had to be an expectation, man, to be an effective witness of the grace of God. And you got to have an effective expectation of what's going to happen one of these days. And what would he say in verses 10? And while they look steadfastly toward heaven, he's preparing them now. He's getting them ready to serve. They've got to have something in their hearts that they can go back to and believe in, and to make them an effective witness with the power of the Holy Spirit. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And look what they said, which said, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Have this same Jesus." Amen, friend. And these men had to have some hope. Amen. "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." They had hope that one day he was going to come back. He told them that he was. There in John chapter 2, I'm telling you, and the expectancy in the hearts of those that's an effective witness for Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit in this world today to win somebody, you've got to have an expectancy that he's coming back again. He's coming back again, brother. And they had to have that, had to know that he is alive, had to know that he was coming, and he hadn't forgotten them, but he's going to come in like manner as they saw him go and come back out once again to get us that are saved by the grace of God. That will make you an effective witness if you've got hope that Jesus is coming back again one of these days. Amen. And they were witnessing in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And brother, listen, it was an effective witness because the church has been growing ever since. It's been that the world's tried to do away with the church. The devil's tried to destroy the church. He's tried everything that he could to do away with it. But my friend, the church is alive and well today, looking for Jesus to come when the Son of God steps out of the cloud and gets us out of this world. We're leaving here with an expectancy to see the Son of God. We're going home one of these days. God bless you. On the next Sunday is our prayer. Amen.